Blog Talk Radio.
Shalom, 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 family. Hallelujah. Thank Yahweh for another week, midweek day, today, Wednesday. I'm your brother, Amin L, and coming to you this evening with food for thought. You know, I pray Yahweh blessings upon everybody, and pray that the congregation is settled in, and you know, if you're at home, possibly eating your dinner or drinking your coffee or doing whatever you do. But I want to thank you all for tuning in for this information that Yahweh has given me to bring to you all. Before I get into that, will somebody please text me just to let me know that everything is sounding okay and that you can hear me clearly. And we'll get started with this. Okay. Got a text. Sounds good. Great. Let's begin this with a prayer, and then we'll get down to, you know, to some serious things that, like I say, Yahweh has given me to bring to the congregation. I have some questions that, you know, I want to ask everyone. And we're going to take and look at some definitions of some words that have been given to me concerning some of the situations, some of the things that's going on now. And but let's get down to a prayer and so we can get into this show. All right. Hallelujah. Heavenly Father, we thank you for another day, dear God. We thank you, Yahweh, for blessing each and every household. Bless Yahweh, Heavenly Father, and each and every individual who's opened up their heart and opening up their ears this evening, Heavenly Father, to listen to this show, Heavenly Father. We pray, Heavenly Father, and continue to ask you to bless our rabbi, Heavenly Father, and put your hand and have your angels watch over our mores, dear God. Oh, Father, we know the congregation, the sheep, can be no good or go no further than your rabbi and our mores. So we thank you, Yahweh, for blessing them with the word that you've been giving them, Heavenly Father, for the nourishment of our body, Heavenly Father, for our living, Heavenly Father, especially in these times that we're living in, Heavenly Father, without your word, Heavenly Father. Don't think that we would be able to survive, Heavenly Father. It's only in your word that we know the truth, Heavenly Father, and we're able to go out into this world, Heavenly Father, and meet this world head on and not become a part of what is happening out here. Oh, Heavenly Father, we pray, Heavenly Father, just ask that you continue to bless each and every household, Heavenly Father. We pray, Heavenly Father, and ask that you keep our children safe, dear God, as they depart from our homes daily, Heavenly Father, going to school, Heavenly Father. We ask and pray that you allow them to depart and return, Heavenly Father, the way that they have left, dear God. Oh, Father, this and all prayer we pray in Yahushua HaMashiach's name. Amen. You know, I don't know why it is, but every time I do these shows, I get a little nervous. And today, around about 7 o'clock, I always, you know, try to go through my little notes and whatever. But the day I started up, played some music. I played some Bloodstone, called myself Trying to Relax, and I listened to that, and it didn't do it. So I put some Coco Taylor on. Any of you all know anything about Coco Taylor? Put some Coco Taylor on. And that didn't do it. So I wound up, for the past 30 minutes, I've been listening to Stevie Wonder. And that brought a sense of calmness about me. You know, at the end of the show, I'm going to play one of the tunes from his album, Characters. And you all probably have heard it before, but the name of it, You Will Know. You know, I felt that to be very spiritual. You know, it opened my eyes to a few things as I was sitting and listening to it. But, you know, I'm sitting here this evening, got my incense burning. I fixed me a cup of tea. I don't drink coffee, but a cup of tea. And I'm ready to get into this thing, okay? Let's, first of all, I have a question I want to ask everybody. And the question is, okay, right now we know that this coronavirus is out there, and seem as though each day it's getting a little worse, and we really don't know where it's going to head or how it's going to affect us. Prayfully, you know, we as a family won't have to deal with the medical effects of it. Okay, but the thought that came to me earlier was Passover. Are we ready for Passover today? You know, if we aren't, we really should be thinking towards that end, beginning to gather into our storehouses all that we're going to need for Passover, because we really don't know whether or not we'll be able to come together as a congregation during those times. Prayfully, Yahweh will make a way for that to happen, but we're living in a world where there's laws and rules and regulations that prohibit people from doing certain things at certain times. Now, I was in the barbershop today, and all you guys know, you go to the barbershop, there's a lot of talk about this, that, and other. I'm pretty sure the same thing's probably going in the beauty parlor when ladies go there. But one of the things they were talking about was, and I haven't had a chance to really confirm this, but I'm going to throw it out there, you know, and maybe in the process, somebody can check on this and give me a shout out or whatever. But they were talking about in New York, in one part of New York, that they were bringing the National Guard in, and they were calling. They were getting ready to bring in effect martial law. Now, when I heard that, one thing came to my mind was, oh my goodness. This thing is really getting, I'm not going to say out of control, but they really began to tighten up the screws, you know, like a lot of us, you know, like especially those of us that familiar with some of the, what they call it, conspiracy theories, you know about martial law. Well, martial law, when they had martial law, police and anybody that's in authority, the National Guard, they have the right coming to your house without a warrant or anything. They have the right to arrest you. You know, like you don't have any powers at all. Your constitutional rights have just been suspended. And but I was told this was something that was in the process of being enacted in some part of New York, where this virus seemed to have taken hold of in a community. But the thought that came to my mind was, some years ago, you know, they had actually talked about a plague. and they began to assemble all around the country. I think one of the places that they had assembled these things was there were these big black chests, and they were they looked like freight containers, but I believe it's been a while, and I can't really remember the whole story, but these things were coffins. They were coffins that was being warehoused at these shipping yards at various points around the country. You know, prayerfully, you know, like this isn't a sign of things to come, but, you know, just like I said, just brought things to mind. But getting back on subject here, Passover. We need to take a look at our storehouses and began to bring into our storehouses the things that we're going to need for Passover. You know, one of the other things that I thought about was family. We may want to start thinking about having a centralized number that or everybody using one of these texting sites where we can text one another. You know, there's a lot of items. Well, I'm not going to say a lot, but there's probably some items that a family or two does not have. And if you're in a store, and they probably have it because they can't find it, but if you're in a store and you see such and such and such and such, you know, this is a way that you can reach out to the community and say, well, I'm in, let's just say, for instance, Walmart, and they have hand sanitizer here. These type of things are very hard to find now. And, you know, and upon finding these things, you know, like you might feel free enough to, you know, if you can't afford it, just to buy a few and then put it out there online. Hey, I have a few extras if anybody need it. But, you know, like I say, once again, thinking about the family, because there's probably things that some families need that just haven't been able to find. The Passover is slowly approaching. It's slowly approaching in what, a week, 2 weeks? We've been into our new year. And so it's not far. But we want to, no matter what happens, no matter what happens in this world, you know, we want to be prepared to fulfill our obligation to Yahweh. You know, he has made promises to us that he would do certain things, which some of which we will get into this evening, that he would do certain things as long as we observed his covenants and his commandments. You know, and it's for what we have been blessed with, you know, like the little that we have to do to please our Father. Wow. He gives us everything. He gives us everything. The biggest thing he gives us is that in the morning when we wake up, before we even open our eyes, the first thing that we do, we may not realize it, but we take in that breath. It's almost that, you know, we've been in a dead sleep, but he allows us to take in that one breath first thing in the morning. Then we open up our eyes. You know, what greater blessing can one receive from his Father than life? But that was one of the questions. Are we ready for the Passover? That was one of the questions. The other question is, now these were just thoughts that came to mind when I was, you know, I was just in here and, you know, earlier this evening and preparing myself for this. But what came to mind was this. Okay, right now, there's, we have this coronavirus going around, and there's no vaccine at the moment. Now, I don't know about you all, but I'm 68 years old. I haven't had a flu shot in God knows how long. The last time and the first time I took one, I was out from work for a month. I haven't taken one since, okay? And I really don't want to, I'm not looking forward to taking another one. But, scenario, what do you think will happen if and when they find a vaccine, quote unquote, for this coronavirus? for as serious as this virus is, you know, they quarantine people, they are checking people coming off of ships, kept checking people coming off of airplanes coming into the country, you know. But do you think that once they find this, you know, find a vaccine for this thing, that they will make it a law that everybody get a shot? You know, just food for thought. I don't know. I don't even what made me I don't even know what made me think about that. But it was brought to the front of my head. You know. But you know, these I don't know. I don't know. But that's you know, that's just something to think about. Just something to think about. You know, as I stated earlier, you know, we have a loving father. A loving father. You know, you know, when the Morays bring forth the word in their teachings on Sabbath, you know, almost every Sabbath, they always talk about the Father. You know, they mention Yahweh, but, you know, they always talk about the Father. You know, when we look at Yahweh in that capacity as being a Father, you know, you kind of sort of get a different feel for who you're talking about. Because we all can relate to a father. Not that we can't relate to the word Yahweh. Don't get me wrong now. But we all can relate to a father. You know, you see a father as someone being loving. Someone caring. You know, but and that's how Yahweh is. Our Father. He loves us. He cares for us. And in his word, and not just in his word, but in his deeds. In his deeds. He shows us his love for his people. You know, he told us that we would not, you know, we would not be denied. He's told us that he will bless all that we do. He will bless us coming and bless us going. You know, now, you know, a lot of times and most times, you know, like we know that his word is spiritual. We know that Yahweh's word is spiritual, you know, but his word also takes on a, I'm going to say a physical form. You know, he's going to, you know, bless our spirit, but he's also going to bless each and everything that we do. You know, as long as we continue to observe his covenants. You know, it's nothing that Yahweh or anybody else that's following the word, the way the word written, and not trying to water it down and not trying to add anything to it. The Father has said that he will bless them. You know, if there's something that you want to do, he'll bless that if that is what he wants of you. You know, it's we serve an awesome. We have an awesome father. We have an awesome father. You know, but with that said, I'm going to get into the lesson that I had this evening. You know what it is. What I have is more or less a continuance of this coronavirus. As I stated, we're going to take a look at a few words. We're going to look at the word plague. We're going to look at the word disease, you know, because these words are actually associated in a great way with this coronavirus. You know, it's plaguing the people, you know, and all of us Bible followers, we know about plagues. We know about plagues that Yahweh had placed upon the Egyptians. We know how Yahweh had sent Moses to the Pharaoh to tell the Pharaoh. He was even nice enough to ask him to let his people go. Pharaoh wouldn't do it. So Yahweh, you know, set plagues upon the Pharaoh. You know, So, you know, we know that there are plagues in the Bible, but let's just take a look at a couple instances in the Word where these plagues were, were mentioned. Okay, we're going to start at, where we at? We're going to start at Deuteronomy 7:8. Is that correct? Yeah, let's start 7:8. Deuteronomy 7:8. Okay. But because Yahweh loved you and because he keep the oath which he has sworn to your fathers, hath Yahweh brought you out with a mighty hand, redeemed you out of the house of bondsmen from the land of from the hand of Pharaoh, king of Egypt. Now this was I've gotten a little ahead of myself here, but this is you know, after we had been brought out of the slavery that we were in, after he had delivered us, and he was once again letting the people, we were and we still are, rebellious, and he knew this. But all that he did these things, you know, to show us, you know, just how much love he had for us. Okay, now let's you know, let's turn our attention now to Deuteronomy 58 to 61. And okay, give me one second here. Got my scriptures a little messed up. Wait a minute. Let's say 28:58. That was correct. Deuteronomy 28:58. Okay, and beginning at 28:58, the word is, if thou shalt not observe to do all the words of this law that are written in this book, that thou mayest fear this glorious and fearful name, Yahweh, the Lord, thy mighty one, God, then the mighty one make thy plagues wonderful, and thy plagues of thy seed even great plagues, and of long continuance, and sore sickness, and of long continuance. You know, anybody that he's telling us, you know, for those that think that his word is a joke, for those of us that don't follow his covenants, you know, he's telling us right there what he's going to do. If we move down to 60, moreover, he will bring upon thee all the diseases of Egypt. All the plagues that were brought upon home. Yes. Sorry about that. All the plagues that were brought upon the Egyptians, those who do not observe and obey his commands, those things are going to be brought upon them, you know, triple time. Okay? Also, every sickness and every plague which is not written in the book of this law, then will Yahweh bring them upon thee until thou be destroyed, and ye shall be left few in number, whereas ye were as the stars of the heaven for multitude, because thou wouldest not obey the voice of Yahweh, thy mighty one. Okay, now I'm reading these things to everybody, you know, not because I don't think you know, because I know everybody knows that, you know, because we've gone through Deuteronomy and the Morays from time to time go back in these books and they teach, you know, but I want everybody to take away, what I want everybody to take away from this is how the Father blesses those who observe his covenants and his commands. What we have and what we see going on in this world right now today, it's real, you know, but should we be worried? No, we shouldn't be worried. Should we be concerned? Of course. Of course we should be concerned, you know, but our Father has told us that if we do as instructed, if we follow the process, if we follow the process, that he would have us under his covering, that we wouldn't have to worry about these type of things. So, you know, like while everybody else is out here, you know, in a panic, you know, running around doing this, that, and the third, hey, let's go about our business, doing what it is that we need to do, acquiring the things that we need to acquire in a, not in a frantic manner, but in a calm manner, knowing that the Father has our back. You know, this is where our faith, you know, our faith is being put at a test. Our faith is being put at a test. No, I don't choose to, at this particular time, you know, I don't choose to get on a cruise ship and go on a cruise. You know, there's a lot of things that at this particular time I wouldn't choose to do. But not because, per se, I'm afraid. But, you know, we got to be sensible in all that we do. We must be sensible in all that we do. You know, even if sometimes, you know, you got to do things even if you don't believe that it's true. You know, I don't, you know, I don't really know. I don't know anybody with the virus. I don't know what, you know, what this virus will do to you. You know, that was something else I thought about today. Just get off topic for a minute. You know, like I haven't heard of anybody being cured of this virus. That's something I'm going to have to look into. I've done some reading on the virus, but I haven't looked at, you know, just how long it takes for a person to recover from this. You know, they tell you about how long, they've talked about how long the incubation period is before it's quote-unquote full-blown. They've talked about that. But I haven't heard anybody say, you know, just how long, you know, after you get this virus, it's going to take you to recover. So, you know, we've got to move about in a sensible manner. Case in point, I was in Costco's on Sunday. I was in there. I forgot the reason why I went there, but while I was in there, I just walked in the store and looked and see. But I was doing that, and I happened to walk down the aisle, and there's about four of them standing together, females, talking, and I overheard a lady saying that she had been on a cruise ship, and that they weren't quarantining people, but they were checking people, and she was talking about how she didn't feel it was necessary, this, that, and the third. And this, I mean, I actually heard this. And that some kind of way, she and everybody that she was with got out of doing that. You know, now, I don't know. Well, I do know. You know, some things just aren't safe. Whether you believe it or not, you know, like, I don't think it would harm anybody to get their mouth swabbed. Whether you believe in the virus or not. I don't think, you know, and not just that, but it will, you know, that's how these things are spread, by people that are neglectful in the things that they do, you know, in the things they do. That's the reason why we in Beth Yahweh and believers have got to be, when we leave out of our house, we've got to be mindful of where we are going and what we are up against, you know, and not forget, you know, to take our hand sanitizers with us. Not forget to use these things. You know, we're in those kind of times now. We're in those kind of times now, you know. Nobody said it was going to be easy. But, you know, we got to be forever mindful of that. You know, the Father, you know, he's helping to make a way for us, you know, with his word. His word, you know, is comforting. You know, I hear time to time, and I'm sure, you know, everybody hear these televangelists, you know, talk about the Father. They call him the Comforter, you know. But, you know, his words are very comforting to us. You know, that's our hedge of protection. That's our hedge of protection. You know, when we leave out our door, you know, we know that, you know, we carry the Father with us in all that we do, in all that we do. You know, it's, you know, we're in those kind of times right now, family. You know, we've, from last year to now, you know, we, you know, in the class I gave last year, actually started talking about, here we go, brain dead. Did I say hoarding? But you know, gathering up and putting into our storehouses. You know, we talked. You know, last year, you know, we talked about water. You know, gathering that water, putting it in the storehouse. We need it. We need that water now. Okay, we talked about, you know, dry goods, getting our beans and all together. You know, we need those things now. You know, so, you know, those things, you know, prayfully, you know, everybody has. You know, but here again, you know, even with that said, you know, like, please, you know, like, let no family do without. You know, if there is a family, you know, that is in need of something, you know, reach out to, you know, someone in the congregation. Reach out to someone in the congregation. You know, because we don't know unless sometimes, well, until somebody come to us, you know, to let us know. But, you know, as a family, that's what we're here for. That's what we're here for. You know, if we, you know, if you get shut in and you don't have something, it's not because, you know, Yahweh didn't make a way to provide for you. It's because you did not put your pride aside and let it be known what was needed. So, you know, let's not be prideful. Let's not be a prideful people, but a people of purpose, and do what's necessary, you know, for our families. You know, because goodness knows I love each and every one of you. And I want to see, you know, like I want to see everybody tomorrow the same way I saw them yesterday. You know, I don't want you to be locked in your house, calling around for this person. See, we talked about all this, calling around this person, that person, trying to get something after the fact. Let's do all these things. Let's be proactive now. Let's be proactive now and get these things done. You know, Yahweh is always making a way for us, okay? He's always making a way for us. You know, let's get a little bit, let's get back on topic here. You know, I get to run in my mouth and talking about this, that, and the third. But let's go to 2 Kings 8:8. You know, take a look at you know, just what's being said there, and how Yahweh continues, you know, continue to bless those who you know, doing his commands. And the king said unto Hazael, take a present in that hand, and go meet the man of Yahweh and inquire of Yahweh by him, saying, shall I recover of this disease? So Hazael went to meet him and took a present with him, even of every good of Damascus, 40 camels burden, and came and stood before him and said, thy son Ben-Hadad, king of Syria, has sent me to thee, saying, shall I recover of this disease? Then Elisha said unto him, go, say unto him, thou mayest certainly recover. Howbeit, Yahweh hath showed me that he shall surely die. You know, now, what he's talking about someone that wasn't following the covenants, you know, had done things, you know, to Yahweh's people, and he had the nerve to send presents, thinking that presents was going to keep him from succumbing to these diseases that he had. Now, surely, had Yahweh seen fit to it, then he surely would not have died. But he goes on to say, and he settled his countenance steadfastly until he was ashamed, and the man of God, of Yahweh, wept. And Hazael said, "Why weepeth my Lord?" He answered, "Because I know the evil that thou wilt do unto the children of Israel. Their strongholds wilt thou set on fire, and their young men wilt thou slay with the sword, and wilt dash their children, and rip up their women with children." You know, but this is what Yahweh does to our enemies. This is what he does to our enemies. You know, but for his children, he'd do anything, and he has done anything for all the wrong, all the bad that we've done. How we've turned our backs to him. We've worshipped idols, you know. But he's punished us, you know. But he those that he loves, he has never set a plague upon us. Those he loves, you know, because he has made a covenant saying that he wouldn't, you know. And whatever man has in this world, you know, it's for the world. It's not for us. It's not for us. It's for the world, you know. But for Yahweh's believers, you know, what's for us is a covenant, you know, of observing his commands, you know, observing his holy days, you know, and it's not difficult. It's not difficult, you know, especially when it's just like it's an insurance policy is what it is. It's an insurance policy, and it pays great dividends. It pays great dividends. But family, you know, I'm saying all this once again just to say, you know, like let us not be discouraged. Let us not be fearful. You know, let us continue to, you know, walk our walk, you know, as the Morey's been teaching on Sabbath. You know, let us continue to be mindful and in the Word and grow so that we can go out into the Word and allow Yahweh's light to shine on all the wonderful things that he's done and he's blessed us with. Let us not grow weary and tired of these things that are happening. They're happening around us, but they're not happening to us. You know, Yahweh, we serve a great God. We serve a mighty God. You know, it's beyond measures that the things that he's done for us. Beyond measures. You know, I'm going to go over here now to Chronicles, 2 Chronicles 16:2. You know, it's just, you know, once you start reading his word, you know, it's just so many places in this word that it shows you, you know, it tells us, you know, about the good and the bad. It tells us about, you know, what can happen if you go astray. It tells us, you know, it's a book of learning. It's the tree of life. It's the tree of life, okay? 2 Chronicles, 16:12. I'm sorry. 16:12. And, okay, and then Asa, in the 39th year of his reign, was diseased in his feet until his disease was exceedingly great, yet in his disease he sought not. Let me say that again. In Asa, in the 39th year of his reign, was diseased in his feet, until his disease was exceedingly great. Yet in his disease he sought not to Yahweh, but to the physicians. but to the physicians. Now, he's going to bypass the greatest physician and go to the earthly guy. Go to the earthly guy. Now, I wonder just what, you know, that earthly guy, you know, gave him for treatment, you know, for his foot. Okay? But it goes on to say in 13, Asa slept with his fathers and died in the 140th year of his reign. So he didn't live very much long after that, you know. But we know that there's only one healer, and that's the one that that's our father. That's the only healer. Everybody else, I'm not going to call them fake, because physicians do play a part in our health. But the medicines that they give us, they don't heal. They don't heal. They help one thing, and, you know, they possibly can hurt something else, but they do not heal. You know, Yahweh is the ultimate healer, the ultimate healer. You know, we serve a mighty one. We have a mighty Father. We have a Father, you know, that's good, you know, to those that love and observe His commands. You know, like we have a Father that loves them beyond measures. It's no coincidence. You know, things that's going on now, you know, man is being careless in all that he does. You know, people aren't observing they're not observing dietary laws, and they're not observing good common sense either. And the things that they're eating, how they're preparing foods, you know. And I think, you know, for a lot of us, you know, it's becoming a little more clearer of what, you know, we need to do to it's becoming clear to us some of the things, some of the places, you know, that we need to, you know, maybe cut out, you know, instead of going over here, go over there. You know, it's not because, you know, some of these foods, not because Yahweh tell us that they're unclean. The foods are unclean. I know for myself, I've just become a little more suspicious of certain types of foods. You know, really. But, you know, these plagues, you know, they're started, you know, these plagues are being started by man and not by Yahweh. They're started by man. No, I didn't do this, but let's take a look for a moment at Exodus 12, 13. And while we're there, let's take a look at the meaning of plague, which is the number is 5063, and it's the Hebrew pronunciation is Ner Grif, I believe it's pronounced, and the meaning is a trip, figuratively, an infliction of disease, plague, stumbling. It can mean a blow, striking, plague, blow, plague, striking. But it goes on to say in Exodus 12, 13, and the blood shall be to you for a token upon the houses where ye are. And when I see the blood, I will pass over you, and the plague shall not be upon you to destroy you when I smite the land of Egypt. When I smite the land of Egypt, the plague isn't going to bother you. You know, he has, you know, he is beginning to bring a deadly plague upon Egypt, but that plague is going to go right past our homes, and it's going to touch on everybody else in the land. But he does that because he loves us. All the bad that we've done, he's taken, you know, he's taking all in consideration, but just like a father, he always, a father always loves his kids. You know, there's times when, you know, we're chastised. There's times when we get smacked on the butt. But even in those times, you know, it's not because we aren't loved, but sometimes, you know, you got to bring tough love into the game. You know, to have eyes opened up a little wider. But, you know, as a people, you know, we've always, you know, there's always been some amongst us that wanted to do things our way. And there's some of us that seem to have thought that they knew more than the Almighty and chose to go a different way, you know. And sometimes, you know, like he's had to show them. He's had to show them, you know. We can't play with the Father. We can't play with the Father because he will let you know, just who's in charge. He'll let us know just who's in charge. You know, let's, you know, just to read something else about plagues here. But it was, you know, even in the Word, there were people, you know, that had certain plagues about. Let's go down to Leviticus 13:44. You know, it talks about the leprous man. And Leviticus 13:44. I don't know how I'm getting my numbers crossed this evening, but it's Leviticus 13:44, and it goes on to say, "He is a leprous man; he is unclean. The priest shall pronounce him utterly unclean. His plague is in his hand, is in his head." You know, there's all types of plagues, you know. But here again, you know, Yahweh got control over these things. He's you know he's even given his priest, you know, he's given his son Yahushua HaMashiach, you know, his godly powers, you know, to cleanse, you know, even the Word, you know, there's been prophets, you know, that went about cleansing these plagues from the people. Once again, you know, I'm bringing these things up, you know, to once again, you know, to bring light to the fact that our Father loves us. You know, we need not panic. We need not panic because these things, you know, let's continue doing what we're doing. You know, Yahweh is blessing us. Yahweh has blessed us with a righteous rabbi, you know, who has been raised under him that he's directing and instructing through Yahweh, and they're giving us a word on Sabbath, on Sabbath Eve. They're giving us a word on Sabbath morning, and they come back on Sabbath evening with another teaching, you know, and all these teachings come about through Yahweh, through the blessing of Yahweh. You know, for our hearing, for our learned, you know, for us to continue, you know, down the path of righteousness. You know, we're too little and we're too small, you know, to, you know, for us to, you know, start going astray. You know, let us not let things, you know, these calamities of the world cause us to go astray, cause us to get off of the boat. You know, the ship, you know, this ship is a smooth ship. You know, we're in calm waters. We're in calm waters. You know, this coronavirus, it's going to be here for a minute. You know, let us continue to pray. Let us continue to help one another, you know, wherein and when that we can. Let us continue to pray for one another, you know, because all things happen through prayer. All things happen through prayer. You know, it's It's no coincidence. The bodies that we have, it's no coincidence, you know, that we were made the way that we're made. You know, when Yahweh made the body, you know, he made it so that this body could really take care of itself. You know, and he did all these things in 6 days, and then on the seventh day he rested. It didn't take him a year to find a way to make a body. You know, just like it doesn't take him a year to find a cure. He speak it and it's done. Okay? But, you know, in our bodies, you know, he has, Yahweh has given us what's known as white blood cells. And these white blood cells is what actually fights these viruses that attacks us. Now, we all know that viruses are usually respiratory. They're respiratory bound, okay? So, you know, they get into our respiratory system and, you know, our lungs, and then they get down into our gut. And our white blood cells fights these viruses. Now, sometimes, such as now, they're saying that this coronavirus is affecting the elderly and people or persons with compromised immune systems the most. Okay, and I'm saying this. To say that, you know, as Yah's children, you know, let's take a look at our immune systems. You know, how can I put this? Yeah, well, you know, when was the last time, you know, we cleaned out our house? You know, pretty soon for Passover, you know, we'll be called once again, you know, to clean out our homes. You know, we've got to take certain things out. You know, it's time to spring clean. Well, your body, you know, we should look at our bodies the same way. It's time to clean out that storage bin, your gut. Time to clean out your gut. So that the garbage that's there is removed, and you can begin to build a stronger house to house what Yahweh has given us to fight these bacteria and these germs, you know, that can overcome us, you know, with these weak immune systems, you know. Everybody know I'm herbs. I believe in them. And, you know, that's what Yahweh has given us to fight these viruses. He's given us given us herbs, you know, to cleanse our bodies. But there are also herbs that used as what they call tonifiers. We take them just to keep the body in balance. You know, like we all know when our systems aren't functioning correctly. You know, different calamities come about us. You know, sometimes it's because of medications that you take. You know, got to think about that. I'm not telling nobody to stop taking medications. Continue taking your medications, but along with your medications, you know, take find herbs that you can take that's going to counteract the wrong that these medicines are going to do to the body. because it's not a medicine that's known to man that you can take that will not affect some other part of the body. If you're taking a blood pressure medicine, that blood pressure medicine is going to affect another part of your body. If you're taking cholesterol medication, it's going to affect another part of the body. So you take another herb, you take the herbs to counteract what these medicines are going to hurt. Now, a few years ago, I don't know how many of you all may still have it, but a few years ago, when I was talking about herbs, I passed out a sheet called Targeting Herbal Treatment. Okay? Now, right now, right about now, this is something good to have, because on it, I still have some copies. If you don't have it and you want another copy, you know, just ask me, text me, whatever, and I'll bring some copies to Sabbath when I come. In it, it's only two sheets, but it's front and back, and it talks about the different systems and the herbs that's used for each system. You know, you got the cardiovascular system, you got blood vessels, the heart, the lymph nodes, and circulation. But it talks about different herbs that you can use for that part of the body. You know, you got the endocrine system, you know, the nervous system and the urinary tract, the same thing. You got the thymus glands, pancreas, kidneys, bladder, adrenal glands, central nervous system. Well, you know, it's broken down where it has, you know, herbs for each one of those systems. Well, you know, you take these little charts, and just for instance, you know, just looking at it right here and now, you know, we got the central nervous system. Well, there's certain herbs that works better in that system, you know, than other herbs. So, you know, we're talking about what? Ashwagandha, California poppy, catechol, feverfew, ginkgo, ginseng, hops, kava, lavender. Well, you know, you take a couple of those herbs, put them together, and, you know, that's what you would use for that system. Same thing with this coronavirus. You know, you find out what herbs, you know, are going to work for your lungs, and you go for it. You know, you got your, you know, you have your, what we got here? You got your chamomile, you have your echinacea, elderberry, eucalyptus, fennel seed, licorice, marshmallow. But these are herbs that you know, that you want to use for that. Along with other things, of course, you know, like you can use ginger. But, you know, remember, most of the herbs that's on this chart, fighters, the herbs that's going to be the main herbs that you want to have, and you don't have to have all of them. You know, I would probably just use two. You don't have to have all of them. You know, licorice. If you got high blood pressure, you know, you may not want to use licorice. Okay, let me let that be known now, because licorice has been known to cause high blood pressure. So you may want to take that off your list. But you know, you got your marshmallow root, you have your echinacea, you got the elderberry, and you got the eucalyptus. Well, the echinacea, that's a good thing. You know, your elderberry, that's another good thing. But you know, you may want to put those two in combination. You know, with some garlic. You know, you may want to put some lemon in it, you know, because all those things, you know, help that part of the body also. But this little chart that I said I handed out a few years ago, you know, would come in handy now, because here again, you know, we're in a situation right now where you can't find hand sanitizers. You know, what's going to happen when you can't get out your house and you're going to need some form of medicine? You know, these herbs, you know, a lot of them are not costly. Echinacea can be a little on the costly side, golden seal. But the rest of them, you know, they you know, price on them, not expensive at all. and to have, you know, just to have some, to have it, that, you know, you put them in a plastic bag and one of those Ziploc bags, get as much of the air out of it as you possibly can. Or you can have, you can take a jar, you know, and put them in a jar, especially those jars that have a little plastic seal in the top of them, seal out the air. You know, but those, you know, here again, you know, we're back to that again. You know, these are some of the things that, you know, we want to take a look at doing here and now. Okay? You know, but this body, you know, it's no coincidence how our bodies are structured. You know, Yahweh knew what he was doing. He knew what he was doing. You know, the blood, when it comes, you know, our blood is circulated through our lungs, down through our liver, you know, and different parts of it. He made it so that different parts of our bodies did different things. But it's up to us as caretakers to ensure that the car is up and running, it's got gas in it, and everything is oiled, so that it won't jump timing, so to say. You know, if back in the day when cars had quote-unquote distributors on it, you know, ladies, you all probably don't know much about what I'm going to say. You know, when cars had distributors, if that distributor wasn't put inside of that engine in if the distributor wasn't put inside of the distributor in the correct manner, like that motor might run, but it would, what the motor would do, it would spit, spuck, it would kick, and everything else. It just wouldn't run properly. But when that distributor was put in that motor and was put in there in the right way, it runs just as smooth. And same thing with our bodies. Same thing with our bodies, you know. And here again, you know, like not just for, you know, for this coronavirus, this is a big thing. But, you know, as I said, we get ready to come into Passover. You know, it's a good time to clean house. It's a good time to clean house. You know, it's you know, we've been given natural killers. You know, in the blood system, there's a there's something that they call the big eater. And it's called the micropodge, and all that is, it's a cell that when we have these invaders that come into our system, the white cell, the T cells, notifies the micropodges, and they began to attack. So here again, you know, Yahweh has fortified the army. You got the white cell, but you got the micropodges. They're the ones out there doing the fighting. Things get too bad, you know, then, of course, naturally, the white blood cells, they come in and they take over completely. But, I'm just trying to show how magnificent, you know, Yahweh has created us. But it's up to us to keep this creation, our bodies, in tip-top working order. In tip-top working order, you know. Let us never forget, you know, of where we came from. You know, what all it took, you know, to get us where we are. To get us where we are, you know, as individuals, you know, we came this way. Sometimes looking for a different life. You know, some of us came here. Like I was just curious when I came. I was just curious, but I came. You know, it was almost like the Pied Piper. You know, he was out there, had his little flute or whatever that was he was doing. I can't remember. You know, and I just followed him. And then once I got up underneath of him, I kept hearing, you know, he just kept on playing. And the thing that he played was, what's this word I hear the guy on the radio use all the time when he's speaking of some of these jazz players? What's the name of this word? But, you know, it's just melodic. That's the word. melodic. That word has a certain tone to it, you know. But, you know, it just sounds so melodic. You know, sounds so good, sounds so wonderful. You know, you just don't want to get away from it. You know, and that's how, you know, some of us got here. You know, then once we got here, the word was so melodic, we don't want to leave. We don't want to leave. But that's, you know, that's the workings of our Father. That's the workings of our Father. You know, these brothers that get up and share, you know, bring the word on Sabbath, you know, they're being used. I hate to say it, and I ain't gonna say it, but they know it and they say it every Sabbath. It's not them. It's somebody that's greater than them, Yahweh. Yahweh that has prepared them and has given them what it is that comes forth on those days. You know, family, we fear not. We have nothing to fear. We have nothing to fear. But in these times of the world being the way that it is, you know, let's continue to pray for one another. Let's continue to be mindful of what it is that we've got to go through each and every day, but let's not worry about it. You know, those amongst us that's in need, you know, bring it to the forefront to one of them, a raise or someone, so that you can get what you need. You know, we're not going to leave nobody behind. We're in this together. You know, we're going to fight the good fight together. You know, Yahweh wouldn't have it no other way. We've been put to a test. You know, I we don't have a whole lot else, you know, to talk about this week, you know, but I wanted to really talk about, you know, this will probably be the last time. I might just touch and go at it next week, you know, because this virus thing is ever changing. You know, they just found, matter of fact, somebody here in Anne Arundel County today, you know, with the virus. They had been in contact. Somebody came from, where did he come from? Montana or somewhere, came here to visit them, you know, and brought the virus here. You know, so, you know, stuff like that. But, you know, let's just, you know, let's, you know, continue to obey the word of Yahweh. Let's continue to pray for one another. You know, let's continue to, you know, just be vigilant when we're out there in the world of what we're doing, you know, where we're putting our hands at, you know, using our hand sanitizers. You know, because it's nothing no greater, no mightier than the one that we serve. And here again, you know, this is a faith. This is all about your faith. It ain't about me. It ain't about Rabbi. It's about your faith. How much you believe in the mighty one that you serve, and how you feel he will support you in what you do. And what you do, you know, this is the appointed season. This is the appointed season. You know, there's, you know, we're being tested, family. We're being tested. This is a big test. It's a big test. But it's not one of those tests that we cannot, we can pass the test. You know, I want to close out with a scripture. I'm trying to find it here now. And that scripture is... got it. Let's those of you that have your Bibles, let's turn to what's that? Psalms 103. And let's start hearing that from the beginning. Yep. And, you know, every Sabbath, you know, in our Psalms, you know, we have our own playbook that we've gotten from the Psalms of David. You know, we have Psalms that members have written, you know, and they're all, they're meaningful. They are, enlightening. Now, just add this word. Just add this word in Psalms 103. In Psalms 103, it reads, a psalm of David, bless the mighty one, O my soul, and all that is within me, bless his holy name. Bless, O Yahweh, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits. Who forgiveth all thine iniquities, who healeth all thy diseases, who redeemeth thy life from destruction, who crowneth thee with loving kindness and tender mercies, who satisfy my mouth with good things, so that thy youth is renewed like the eagles. The mighty one, Yahweh, executeth righteousness and judgment for all that are oppressed. He made known his ways unto Moses, his acts unto the children of Israel. The mighty one, Yahweh, is merciful and gracious, slow to anger and plenteous in mercy. He will not always chide, neither will he keep his anger forever. He shall not, he hath not dealt with us after our sins, nor rewarded us according to our iniquities. For as the heaven is high above the earth, so great is his mercy toward them that fear him. As far as the east is from the west, so far hath he removed our transgressions from us. Like as a father pitieth his children, so Yahweh pitieth them that fear him. For he knoweth our frame, he remembereth that we are dust. As for man, his days are as grass, as a flower of the field, so he flourisheth. For the wind passeth over it, and it is gone, and the place thereof shall know it no more. But the mercy of Yahweh is from everlasting to everlasting upon them that fear him, and his righteousness unto children's children. To such as keep his covenant, and to those that remember his commandments to do them. Yahweh hath prepared his throne in the heavens, and his kingdom ruleth over all. Bless Yahweh, ye his angels, that excel in strength, that do his commandments, hearkening unto the voice of his word. Bless ye Yahweh, all ye hosts, ye ministers of his, that do his pleasure. Bless Yahweh, all his works in all places of his dominion. Bless Yahweh, O my soul. Recover, family. Yahushua HaMashiach paid the price. He paid the price. You know, all we've got to do now is have faith, knowing that his will is going to be done. Have no fear. But as I said before, let us come together and help one another where we see fit. And we can. Those of us that are in need, you know, please reach out and let it be known, so that you won't perish for not having, okay, or for not asking for. Okay, but it's only through Yahweh's blessing that we have what we have. It's only through Yahweh's blessing that we have. And I don't think that there's a soul in Beth Yahweh that's too selfish to share. You know, whether it's time or money. You know, so you know, if you need, please speak up, so that the congregation will know, and you won't be without. You know, we don't want to, we're not worrying about this coronavirus, but we, at the same time, we're going to be mindful of the possibilities and the things that can occur, and do our due diligence. You know, let us not be slow in reacting, you know, but at the same time, let us be cautious in all that we do, and get the job done, okay? Okay, you know, so I'm going to close this out with a prayer. And then I think after that, I'm going to go back to Stevie Wonder and just play You Will Know. You all probably have heard it before. I'm sure most of you have. But it was so common for that, I think it's about 5 minutes long, for that 5 minutes that I listened to that whole side. But that part, you know, that one song was real, real common, very spiritual. But let's pray. Yahweh, we pray, Heavenly Father, and ask that your blessings continue to be bestowed upon us. Yahweh, Heavenly Father, I pray, Heavenly Father, and ask that you give each and every individual in Beth Yahweh the strength, Heavenly Father, to endure these coming days, Heavenly Father. I pray, Heavenly Father, for each and every household, Heavenly Father, that we may not only have shelter, dear God, but have all that we would need in our storehouses, dear God, to weather whatever may come, Heavenly Father. We know, dear God, that as children of yours, that you will see to it that these things are provided, Heavenly Father. Oh, Yahweh, continue to watch over the sick that is amongst us, Heavenly Father. Continue to bless Rabbi Yaki'el, Heavenly Father. Continue to bless his family, Heavenly Father. Continue to watch over the Morays, dear God, for they are the leaders of this flock, Heavenly Father, and as sheep we look to them, dear God, for the guidance and for the truth and the knowledge that is in your word, dear God. We continue to praise, give praise and give honor to you, Yahweh, and Yahushua HaMashiach's name, we pray. Amen.
Thank you.